This is KUT. Austin is inching its way towards the creation of a possible new rail line. It's all part of a regional transportation scheme known as Project Connect. Later today, we'll find out its recommendations for a potential urban rail route. Although the region is in dire need of a world-class transportation system, few agree on how much to spend and what path to take. KUT's Joy Diaz reports on where Project Connect stands right now.
Whether you're an old-timer in Austin or a newcomer, it seems like there's one thing we can all complain about.
I grew up here. I remember my dad complaining about it.
So what's Austin Mayor Lee Leffingwell talking about?
Tonight, Progress Report Austin continues its inspection of our city, its problems, and its progress.
This is a local TV show from the 1960s.
Tonight, Progress Report will investigate the traffic problem and its increasing impact on Austin.
The relentless traffic problem is still unsolved 50 years after that broadcast. Well, the city of Austin is part of a regional group of partners is trying to solve the traffic problem, in the central part of the city anyway. Mayor Leffingwell says several groups have tried in the past, but now there's been a concerted effort looking at the best routes and the costs associated with potential solutions.
We've kind of settled on the route and the endpoints. But the local preferred alternative would be, is this going to be a bus or is it going to be a train? I heard from a little bird that it's probably going to be a train.
And a very expensive train. Not that there are any cheap trains, mind you. In the end, the city would need to borrow somewhere close to $1 billion to make it happen. That would mean raising the property tax rate by more than 10%. And Jace Deloney is skeptical that it would solve much of our traffic problem. Deloney is a transit activist with a group called Austinites for Urban Rail Action.
I think what our organization is worried about is the return on investment, particularly for the Highland Route, especially with the new tunnels that are being discussed.
So the route would need to cross Lady Bird Lake, thus the possible tunnels, and go through the UT campus and all the way to what used to be Highland Mall. Deloney and other activists supported a route that would instead follow Guadalupe and North Lamar. But Mayor Leffingwell says the numbers didn't support that route. Then, there was an agreement between Cap Metro and the federal government that helped put the new Metro Rapid service on that corridor. The feds put up $38 million under that agreement.
If we were to renege on that, we would very possibly face having to forfeit, giving them back that $38 million.
That's why the mayor says the route has pretty much been decided. We'll hear the final recommendations later today. Different groups, including the Austin City Council and CAMPO, our regional transportation planning body, will go back and evaluate the pros and cons. Depending on what each group decides, the Austin City Council could ask Austinites to vote whether to borrow money to pay for the urban rail project this November. Joy Diaz, KUT News.